This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to a very early work from Robert Schumann, his Papillon. Now, Papillon means butterflies, and it's really the perfect title for a collection of relatively short, sparkling pieces for solo piano that just flutter by. The 20-year-old Schumann was inspired to write it by two of his favorite artists at the time, the novelist Jean-Paul and the composer Franz Schubert. He loved Jean-Paul's books, and he was particularly captivated by a scene in one of his books of a masked ball. He also loved Schubert's waltzes and polonaises for piano, and even saw a connection between the two, saying, "When I play Schubert, I feel as if I were reading a novel by Jean-Paul set to music." This led him to write a piece that evoked the feeling of Jean-Paul's masked ball scene through dances inspired by Schubert's. Schumann was at a bit of a crossroads in his life at this point. He'd been a promising young pianist studying under an old master named Friedrich Wieck. He was also extremely well-read, and he'd even met the poet Heinrich Heine while he was on tour. But a few things happened in his early 20s that shaped the rest of his life. The first was that he injured his hand. He was supposedly using some kind of mechanical device that was supposed to strengthen his hand, although he denied that, since that's kind of an embarrassing injury. Whatever it was serious enough that he decided to forego a career as a performer and focus more seriously on his composition. The second was back with his old piano teacher, Friedrich Wieck. His daughter, Clara, who was only 9 when Schumann first met her as a student, was a prodigy in her own right, and as she grew older, her and Schumann grew closer. Eventually, she would become Clara Schumann, but not until after a long and protracted legal battle between the two lovers and her father. So much of Schumann's music is either directly or indirectly inspired by his passionate feelings for Clara. But in Papillon, he's still years away from all that, and he's still finding his voice as a composer. The music follows the basic premise of Jean-Paul's story, which is that two twin brothers go to a ball and fight over the hand of a beautiful young woman. In the middle of the pleasant, graceful music are moments of real turmoil where you can hear the conflict between the two brothers. And these two brothers aren't just two guys. They're actually meant to represent two different sides of Schumann's personality. One is passionate and impulsive with a quick temper. The other one is quiet and introspective. He's a dreamer. And this is another theme that comes up again and again in Schumann's piece, the two sides of his personality. See if you can pick out which passages are about which brother. And right at the end, if you listen for it, you'll hear 6 repeated notes high up above the rest of the music. That's the clock, signaling the end of the ball, telling everyone it's time to go home, which 6 o'clock in the morning, that's pretty late. Chiara Bertoglio with Schumann's Papillon.
Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, with every party, there's the time that everyone has to go home. And unfortunately, between the two brothers, one of them gets to go with the pretty girl and one of them has to walk away alone. But it's still such a wonderful piece, Schumann's Papillon. Thanks to Chiara Bartolio for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you get the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever you're downloading it or listening to it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll head to Venice and listen to one of Albinoni's wonderful oboe concertos. See you then.